It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There was a boy in South Carolina by the name of Johnny Spence. When he was 13 years of age, he became a dropout. Like most other dropouts, Johnny found it tough sailing. While he didn't have many talents, he did have one. He had a talent for golf, and he used it. When he was 17, he was a pro at a country club. Everybody liked Johnny. And for a 17-year-old, Johnny made good money. Johnny was a faithful church member, and this meant that on Sunday he didn't show up for work until after church. One Sunday, the president of the club was waiting for him when he came to work, and with the president was the governor of South Carolina, the mayor of the town, and many other on the VIP list. When asked where he'd been, Johnny said he'd been to church. His superior remarked to Johnny something like this: "Well, you'll have to quit that or we'll find ourselves another pro. Being a church member is all right. I'm one myself, but don't let it interfere with business." So Johnny quit letting the church interfere with his business. Johnny soon became a golf instructor for some college co-eds. In fact, Johnny fell in love with one of the girls. They began to go to parties where drinks were served. Johnny's sweetheart began to criticize him because he refused to drink with the others. So to satisfy his sweetheart, Johnny began to drink at the parties. Things went real well for the seventh grade dropout. It wasn't long until Johnny Spence was making up to $5,000 some weeks. He also became not only a heavy drinker, but he went the whole route. Morphine, dope, you name it, he tried it. Once his wife and mother poured his whiskey down the drain, Johnny grabbed a shotgun and would have shot them, he said, had not an officer hit him on the head from behind. Soon they carried Johnny to a veterans hospital for help. When Johnny tried to end it all by slashing his wrist and commit suicide, a guard overpowered him. While Johnny was in the hospital, a chaplain came to see him. The chaplain told Johnny that the Galilean still loved him, wanted to help him, would forgive all that he had done. Some men from the country club where Johnny had worked, who were followers of the carpenter, came to visit him, pray with him, express concern for him. Soon Johnny was going to their meetings, and before long he was once again a follower of the Man of Galilee and a person with a new lease on life. Johnny Spence went on to tell his story wherever people would listen to him. Many groups wanted him to speak about his recovery, but some of those who wanted him to tell of his recovery didn't want him to mention the name of Christ in his story. They thought it was out of place to mention Christ outside of a church building. Funny thing about it, it was the same kind of people that helped get Johnny in the mess to start with. The only thing different from that point on is that Johnny Spence got wise. He didn't listen to those people anymore. You know, maybe one day, we'll all get wise.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.